Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Luke, it's gift buying season, and thanks to budget cutbacks in Britain, you can now purchase your own what for that special person on your shopping list?
Oh, budget cutback. So it's some kind of a thing that the local government would probably provide?
The government, yeah. The government wants to get rid of it. They had it. They want to get rid of it. You can buy it.
Can I have a hint?
Well, it'd be great, for example, for staging backyard reenactments of Top Gun, but you'd need a really big backyard.
Fighter jets?
Bigger.
Aircraft carriers?
Yes. One in particular, an aircraft carrier. The HMS Invincible saw action in the Falklands. It was once the flagship of the British fleet, and now it's being auctioned online like a giant steel beanie baby. So you can get a gift that won't fit under the tree, but you can bet it'll get that smug guy down the street to stop bragging about the boat in his driveway.
Yeah. It sort of does beg the question of what do you do with an ex-aircraft carrier?
Well, it's even tougher because it comes without an engine. So if you're going to buy it, make sure your pickup truck has a trailer.
It's assumed that this would only be sold to another country, right? I mean, there's no private market for something like this. And then does that raise questions if the shipping address is like Waziristan, cave number 8, is that like an issue because it might be going to Bin Laden?
It's fine with me. It has no engine.
Plus, there's not a lot of water in the middle of Afghanistan.
It'll be like, it's the Al-Qaeda aircraft carrier. It'll be the ones rowing it up to New York Harbor.